The Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Well, since 2010, an organization called Common Cycle has been operating in Ann Arbor. This is a bicycle co-op in Ann Arbor. And for the first 8 years, they set up at different sites around town for short repair sessions. And maybe you availed yourself of this. Since 2018, though, Common Cycle has had a workshop on West Huron Street in downtown Ann Arbor. And Common Cycle is going to be hosting a used bike and parts sale coming up on Saturday, April 17th. So we thought we'd find out more about this unique organization today on 1290 WLBY as we welcome Katie Janon. She is a volunteer with Common Cycle and also a board member. Tell me about this organization and how it actually operates and what you do.
Sure. So yeah, since 2010, basically it was a group of dedicated bicycle folks who were enthusiastic about bicycles, operating a remote repair station. So they would get a big trailer on the back of their bike and take a bunch of tools to various locations. And one of the locations ended up being the Ann Arbor downtown farmers market. And so they would just set up shop there, and it was a free resource to folks. And, you know, people would stop by and say hello, and we would teach them how to work on your bike yourself.
I can't tell you how many times things have happened where your chain comes off or you have a flat tire or something's wrong with the spoke. And, you know, not all of us are immersed in bikes to understand how to make them work again. And oftentimes we just kind of put them back in the garage and that's it. Your group is coming to the rescue.
Yes. Yeah. We try to do that. And really it's, you know, we're all learning. And we try to emphasize that we're just this safe environment to come to. We really want to empower others to learn how to work on their bike themselves. And that's what we're all about, right? Our mission is that we're a community-based organization empowering Ann Arbor to ride bicycles by providing access to education, workspace, and resources. And so for us, it was a game changer when we actually got access to space downtown, because then we could just expand our space, then we could provide more tools, more opportunities for folks to come and use us as a facility. COVID put a little bit of a damper on that, you know, but and we're getting creative, and the warmer weather is inspiring us to feel hopeful for when we can start to reopen when that is safe to do so.
But, well, yeah. You know, one thing's for certain though, COVID put a damper on everything, but on the other hand, I think a lot of people took to their bikes. They were looking for ways to get outdoors and enjoy some exercise, but do it safely. And that's why we've seen a resurgence in golf. We've seen more people than ever on bicycles. So in many respects, COVID may have helped that and maybe turned on people to something that, you know, they had stored in the garage and just weren't using.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's our hope, you know, that we can just be the resource for, we call it the bike boom. The bike boom kind of happened during COVID. Now we want to be the bike maintenance boom and be that resource for people who are like, okay, now I have a bike. How do I fix it? How do I deal with it when my chain falls off? Or how do I, oh my gosh, I broke a spoke. And so we want to be that resource for people that they can come.
So do you provide these services for free?
We do. I mean, we ask, so we're a 100% volunteer based organization. So that means that everybody that comes, we love bikes. And so it's hard to keep us away. But so we're 100% volunteer based. And that means that we offer our resources for free. We aren't no cost though. So, we do ask for donations if people are able to give them, but we especially want to service, underrepresented communities who actually need this resource. And we understand that, the range of cyclists is wide and vast. And, you know, people use bikes for all sorts of things. That could be athleticism or it could be to get to work.
Right.
And during COVID, it really became, precious to be able to ride a bike to work and not have to rely on public transit and what have you. So we recognize and we aim to service those underrepresented communities, and we understand that they're most likely not able to provide donations. So then we lean on to, the rest of the Ann Arbor community and wider for those who can support via donation.
I think it's a marvelous endeavor. Common Cycle, your office is located on West Huron, specifically 416 West Huron in downtown Ann Arbor. You're just a block from the YMCA, right?
Yes, just a stone's throw.
Okay. So what happens at the office, actually?
Sure. So when we are able to get back up into running, we offer a various set of programming. Right now, what that looks like is that we offer one-on-one remote support for anyone looking for help. We have some tips for self-service tools and resources like bicycle pumps that are around town that people can access. And of course, if people are in search of emergency repairs, don't hesitate to reach out to us. They can just drop us a line at info@commoncycle.org, and we'll find and identify a safe way to lend a hand for them. But when we reopen, one thing that we do, which is awesome, is we do a six-week bicycle maintenance course where we're just going to kind of like start people from the basics and not get you super, you know, super proficient, but we start with kind of like, what is a bike and what are all the terminology about this bike? And then we reach all the way up to kind of like talking about a bottom bracket and what that would look like to overhaul it. So it gives you a nice snapshot of bicycle maintenance in a friendly atmosphere where you can just kind of come in and learn and get your hands dirty with some grease and, you know, practice.
That's great. So do you have a big space there?
It's not huge, but it's big enough for what we like to do. But we're always in search of more space and looking to expand, because then that can just allow us to do more and more good for the community. The other thing that I'm particularly fond of is our Women Trans Femme programming, which we're, you know, everything is hope to, right? Hope to get back to it. But that is a space which specifically targets women, trans femme, and non-binary folk to have a welcoming and, you know, non-confrontational, very safe space to work on bikes. And then another big thing that we do is work with community organizations to identify people in need of bicycles. And then, you know, so we take in donations, we work on those bicycles, and then we donate those bicycles to people in need.
Wow.
So we work with people like Jewish Family Services, Catholic Social Services, refugee, welcome programs, things of that nature. So
it's a marvelous win-win for the community and for Common Cycle. We are talking with Katie Janon. She is a board member with Common Cycle, and she also is a volunteer. Everyone's a volunteer, right?
Everyone's a volunteer.
This is a nonprofit Ann Arbor Bicycle Co-op. Coming up on Saturday, April 17th, they will be hosting a used bike and parts sale. This will run from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. again, Saturday, April 17th. I understand you're going to have more than 120 bikes available. Tell us about the event, Katie.
Sure. So, yes, we have over 100 bikes available, tuned up, ready to ride. The majority of the bikes are going to be a range of sizes that will fit most adult riders. We do have some children's bikes and a few, you know, parts and accessories, things like that. So be sure to check us out. Certainly everything will be, you know, COVID adherent, masks required, all that good stuff. But this is a way for us to, you know, serve our programming, really. So, you know, the proceeds go to help us with our classes and workshops and our regular programming. Mm-hmm. And then just be able to continue to help the community to have this cycle of, pun intended, I guess.
And what is the price range? You're going to have both adult bikes and there are some children's bikes, right?
True story. Yes. And the range is about like 40 to 200-ish. Yeah. And certainly our goal and our mission is to get as many riders on bikes as possible. So we help to get bikes to those who need it at an affordable price.
Hmm. What is a popular bike right now? You know, when I was a kid, the girls always had the girl bikes and the boys had the bike with the bar in it. I see that is not such a big thing today. I see a lot of men riding bikes that you traditionally in my era would have called girl bikes. Is there a difference in those? And I'm not sure why they were created differently anyway.
Yeah, sure. So there's definitely a many different bikes and many different frame styles is what you could call them.
Mm-hmm.
And the frame, you know, the Dutch, I think, invented that step through bicycle. And I think it was really an aim to use as a commuter, right? You're a little bit more comfortable. You're seated upright.
Right.
Step through the bike so you could wear a skirt or you could not get your, you know, your suit pants dirty.
Yeah.
So it would be a way to kind of commute to the office with a bicycle. Nowadays, yeah, I think there's a little bit more gender fluidity with bikes and you don't necessarily, you know, need to be a boy to have a straight top tube.
Right.
I think the main thing when in regards to bicycle frames is what do you want to use the bike for? Do you want a bike that is going to allow you to go on the trail? So would you like a mountain bike that, you know, the geometry is a little bit set back? Do you want to commute to, you know, your job every day? And do you want something a little bit more upright and comfortable? Or are you a roadie? And do you want to be, you know, in a very kind of like aero position, leaning down and prepared to go fast? I would say that with Ann Arbor roads, we all can relate to skinny tires being a little uncomfortable. So, yeah, that's always something to keep in mind.
Katie, my only requirement is a big seat on the bike. That's all I care about.
that we can provide.
So there is such a thing, right? how has it been with the renewed kind of interest and commitment, I guess is the word I'm looking for, from the city of Ann Arbor in particular to making sure that bicyclists stay safe, that motorists are also safe with bikes on the roads? We've got a lot more opportunity now for bike lanes, dedicated bike lanes. Has that been a game changer in Ann Arbor for bicyclists?
Absolutely. I have to say so. And, you know, we're embracing it 100%. And we also recognize and, you know, want drivers to realize, too, that it's all about sharing the roadway, right? Sharing the roadway for everyone involved and making it safe for everyone. And that means, you know, when the city does invest in protected bike lanes, that they're showing an effort that, you know, people using the roadways are protected and safe, no matter what vehicle they're in or if they're walking, right? And so a lot of this infrastructure that helps cyclists also help people walking and people with transportation needs like wheelchair accessibility.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, the big bicycle sale is coming up courtesy of Common Cycle, this Ann Arbor Bicycle Co-op nonprofit, Saturday, April 17th. It'll run from 11 a.m. to 2 at their office, which is located at 416 West Huron Street. It's about a block away from the YMCA in downtown Ann Arbor. Do you have a Facebook page or can people go online to find out more information about Common Cycle, Katie?
Yes, absolutely. I would say you can learn much more on our website at commoncycle.org. And we are both on Facebook and Instagram. And our handle is @commoncycleA2.
@commoncycleA2. So look for them online. And the website again is?
commoncycle.org.
Easy enough, commoncycle.org. The money raised from the sale of these bikes will be used to fund Common Cycle's operations, their classes, workshops, the bicycles they provide to local service organizations like Jewish Family Services, Washtenaw Refugee Welcome, Offender Success Program, and others. And again, this is all happening at 416 West Huron Street in downtown Ann Arbor. They're going to do everything with COVID safety practices in mind, so don't forget your mask. They're going to limit how many people are allowed to view bikes at any one time, so there may be a little waiting time to browse bikes. And you can find car parking available downtown at the city parking lot. That's right at First and Huron Street nearby. Great getting to know about this organization. I think this is the first time I've ever talked with one of the volunteers from Common Cycle, Katie. Very interesting organization. How many people in your group right now, do you know?
Sure. We have 10 members of the board, and then we have a steering committee that helps us to reach towards our mission and our goals for the years to come. So we're probably about 13 all told.
Excellent.
You know, dedicated volunteers and hopefully more.
Well, there are a lot of people out there that can use help with getting to know their bikes better and knowing how to maintain them, and especially when they break down. So this is a nice answer for so many people. And bookmark commoncycle.org and you can get all the details online. Great talking with you, Katie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Katie Janon, she is a board member and volunteer with Common Cycle. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.